As we're looking at a pretty chilly forecast for this week, are you wondering what Mother Nature has in store for us this winter? What are the chances we're going to be seeing warmer than normal temperatures or wetter than normal precipitation? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. For the winter season, the Climate Prediction Center really takes a scientific look at the average outlook for December, January, and February lumped together. The latest winter climate outlook was issued at the end of November. This outlook calls for a slight chance of warmer than normal conditions in southwest Kansas, with our area and the rest of Kansas with equal chances of either being above or below normal for temperature. On the moisture front, the moisture outlook shows a slight chance for above normal precipitation for the northernmost tier of counties in Kansas. But for the rest of the state, there's equal chances for precipitation. So we can either be wetter or drier than normal. This represents little change from the predictions from earlier this fall. Also, this winter will likely be similar to the weather that we had seen this fall. This includes periods of mild temperatures quickly replaced by much colder Arctic air as fronts come through. It's also important to note that given the dry nature of winter in Kansas, a single active storm could really change the scale from equal chances to wetter than normal pretty easily. Also, have you looked at the latest drought map for Kansas? A pretty good chunk of northwest Kansas is in the abnormally dry category. However, we don't have to look too far south for drought categories to pop up. A big portion of southwest Kansas is in the D1 category of moderate drought. This area starts south of Tribune and extends east to Ness City and south to the Oklahoma border. Also in southwest Kansas, there's an area of D2, which is severe drought, and D3, which is extreme drought. The D3 area extends from south of Johnson, clear up to Garden City. To see the latest forecast maps from the Climate Prediction Center, check out the link on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. In addition, I keep an updated drought monitor picture posted on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.